across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Louise Wilson.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Shed 7 there with Chasing Rainbows, and as it happened, that rather pleased my guest here. That's my guest, Paul Wire, and he joins me now. We actually met a couple of weeks ago at the Camborne Community Fete and had a brief chat about the Wildlife Trust, which is where you've come from today. But I thought it'd be good to kind of get you back into the studio, a bit less noise as well, to speak a bit clearly, and tell us more about the Wildlife Trust. So, but first of all, let's start off with you. Is this an area, you know, wildlife and everything, you're a trust promoter for the Wildlife Trust. Is this an area that you've always been interested in?
Yes, it is. I've always had a passion for wildlife and nature conservation as a whole. A bit of an eco-warrior at heart. And now I'm able to sort of do something that I feel is going towards that goal. Trust promotion, my job really, it's public engagement. So I go to numerous places throughout the three counties that we cover, Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, Northamptonshire, and talk to people about what we do as an organisation, how we can help wildlife, and how you can help us as well get involved. And that's really what it's about. It's about local nature conservation, local people helping us to look after what's on their doorstep.
So how did you first approach the Wildlife Trust? I mean, did you kind of get in through volunteering, or did you initially for a job as such?
Yeah, volunteering is a very crucial part of our job. We have over 1,000 volunteers throughout the Trust, and every year we get new ones as well. And you can do a range of things. I started out by becoming a voluntary conservation officer. It was basically a 9-month placement, almost like an internship, where you learn the ropes really about the conservation world, because I come from a completely different background. And it was a great way to get started. It's ideal for people, students perhaps, but also for people who want a second career, want to move on and do something a bit different. And you learn a lot. They'll pay for a lot of your training as well and courses. So it's a really good
step. A really good opportunity, to get involved.
For sure.
What sort of were you doing? What does that involve in terms of getting to know what they do? So what do the Wildlife Trust do?
Well, the Wildlife Trust is a nature conservation charity, locally based. There's 46 wildlife trusts in the whole of the UK. Each trust is individual, and we manage reserves ourselves in Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, Northamptonshire. And it's basically protecting wildlife in your local area. And that's really the key message. Nature is in serious trouble in the UK at the moment for a number of reasons. And it's very high profile. Chris Packham's doing a walk in London on Saturday, so people can enjoy going down there and enjoying that. But, you know, locally to where we are, the Wildlife Trusts are pivotal, really, into looking after the countryside and nature as a whole.
When we met, I sort of overheard you talking to a mother and daughter, and you were talking about the hedgehog population at the moment is really, really dipping, isn't it? It's really going downhill.
It is, and excuse me if I keep going back to hedgehogs during this talk, because it's a passion of mine. It's very close to my heart, and they are in serious, serious trouble. We've lost since about the turn of the century, probably 30% of hedgehogs. They're declining still by 5% a year.
What's that down to?
A number of reasons. It's really what we've done as people to the countryside. The fragmentation of habitats, loss of habitats due to overdevelopment and stuff like that. Also, the intensification of farming as well doesn't really help. So there's not a lot of reasons really why hedgehogs are declining. And we know some of those reasons. It's a combination. We've got to try and stop that. You can do so much in your garden to help them, but that's only within your garden.
Yeah, I mean, we did sort of talk a little bit about that, things like putting, you know, holes in your fences so that they can actually get into the garden, laying down proper food, not milk and bread, people.
Yes.
But, you know, cat food, dog food, those sorts of things. Other things that we can do?
Yeah, I mean, definitely not milk. They're lactose intolerant. If you try and feed them the right things as well, they like meaty cat and dog food. You can buy special hedgehog food as well, which is a real help. In summer months that we've had such a hot time that water is so crucial, they can get very dehydrated like a lot of wildlife, and that is really a very important thing to do. Hedgehogs need to travel. They'll travel sometimes 2 or 3 kilometres each night in search of food and mates, and one of the reasons for the decline is the fact that the fragmentation of the habitat is the fact that they can't move within an area. So if we're blocking up the fences, stopping them getting around, that they won't survive, they won't get enough food, they won't get a chance to meet mates, and they won't be able to breed. So it's huge problems for them, purely because of that. But that's not just hedgehogs, it's all wildlife. It needs to travel, it needs to get around. And we do a thing called Living Landscapes, which is very much at the fore of the Wildlife Trusts. And around Cambridgeshire, we've got the Cambridgeshire Chalk, and we've got the West Cambridgeshire Hundreds, which is the woodlands down sort of southwest, and the Great Fen Project as well in Cambridgeshire. So three really, really big projects. And it's about connecting habitats. So
yeah.
Lots of fragmented, so lots of little bits together form a larger area.
Yeah, yeah. So what other, you know, sort of wildlife do we have in our area? You know, what can we find? Because I think quite often when we can get people excited, and, you know, not just the big creatures, but the small creatures as well, you know, are there unusual, rare things that we can look out for in our area? You know, we need to get children excited as well, don't we, really, from the very get-go?
We do. We do Wildlife Watch, which is very much focused on the children. There's a watch group in Milton Country Park. They meet, I think it's the first or second Saturday of every month. So children 7 years old plus can go there and enjoy wildlife and get some sort of learning about what's around. But when you're talking about people, what's in the area here locally to Cambridgeshire, there's lots of things to go and enjoy on our nature reserves. We've got 100 nature reserves in all, and there's something different for everyone. We've got woodlands, we've got wetland habitats, and we've got some lovely, lovely grasslands, even places like Trumpington Meadows, which is just on the doorstep. Now, we've counted, I think it's 104 different bird species on that one reserve, which is fabulous. We've only been managing it for 2 years, and that's a lovely space just outside of Cambridge. But you've got a good chance of seeing otters there, you know, if you're in the right place at the right time. They are there on the river cam. You wouldn't have seen otters there years ago, so it's a good sign. So some things are doing well. Unfortunately, most of wildlife isn't doing too well. There's less insects around, so there's less food.
This is the thing, isn't it? It starts at the very sort of minute creatures.
It does.
Once you've got those encouraged to come back, yeah, you know, it then encourages the other wildlife to come in, because it's the, you know, the line of things, isn't it?
It starts right at the bottom. You're talking microorganisms up through the plants, and then the insects, and then the birds and the mammals. And it all struggles when we start causing these imbalances, and that's what we're doing with the countryside. We're treating it pretty rough.
But how do we find a balance then between, because we need houses, we need housing, we need the infrastructure to support the housing. How do we then balance that up with wildlife? I mean, you know, where I live in Camborne, I think they've done a brilliant job personally. I mean, I'm slightly biased because I live there, but they have got a lot of green space, and they have got the Wildlife Trust there. They've got the community orchard, you know, they've got allotments and things like that there, all in place where, you know, it's encouraged. Like I say, lots of open green spaces. They've got the lakes, etc. So, you know, can the Wildlife Trust and developers work together, do you know what I mean, to actually find that balance?
Yes, they can, for sure. And it has worked. Camborne is an example where wildlife can be sort of considered in early stages and then flourishes. There's more wildlife in Camborne now than there was when it was farmland, for sure. And people are getting on board. There's actually hedgehogs there, which is nice, and water voles as well. So wildlife can actually thrive with humans alongside, as long as we give them the space for habitats. The gardens are important. You can do so much in your garden as well. But if the planners, when they're planning these new developments, were to consider wildlife almost every time they do it, they can do so much. You know, even little holes in the fences for the hedgehogs to get through. You know, they did it at an early stage, at the building stage. It wouldn't be too much trouble, and it would really work. It needs to be done. With so much development happening, we need to make space for wildlife in and around where we're living.
Yeah. So what are the other events that the Wildlife Trust run then? I do know that I think you've had your last one now, the bat walks, haven't you?
We've just done the last
season's over.
Bat Pond Safari on the River Cam. I'm not sure there's one this weekend. Certainly there was one last weekend. It might be the last one this weekend, but I think it's fully booked. But it's worth checking out for next year for sure. It's a great experience. It's described as the best bat experience in the UK.
And they're really not scary. They're very, very sweet, aren't they?
They're very sweet.
They won't land
in your hair. They're fantastic creatures.
Yeah.
And again, they're struggling because of the lack of insects.
Yeah.
But they'll be looking to go off to hibernate now. They hibernate all through the winter, and then they'll be emerging again in the springtime. So they're busy.
What about the impact of the weather as well? Because you say they've gone off to hibernate, but actually I heard someone talking about their tortoises the other day. Just completely confused, because if we had such a hot, and even now, actually, I mean, it's pretty mild today.
Yes.
You know, are the wildlife struggling from that aspect of things as well, in terms of the sort of the weather and sort of it's getting later and later now for them to actually go off and hibernate.
Wildlife will adapt to the changing climate, but they must get very confused.
Yeah.
The bats are still around at the moment. It's still very, very mild, like you say, and I was watching bats the other night in my garden, and that was fantastic. They're still there, and they'll probably still be flying around for the next few weeks until it starts getting cold again. But yeah, that's the thing with wildlife. It will bounce back. We've got to give them the space, though, to do that.
So where can people go to find out more information if they want to, get ideas for their garden, if they can't volunteer, but want to do something, you know, in their own gardens or anything, and also volunteering opportunities and events, where can they go to?
If you go to our website, which is www.wildlifebcn.org, there's some great information on there about nature, about wildlife, about how you can help us, volunteering opportunities. You can email us at cambridgeshire@wildlifebcn.org. And then we can answer some queries. You can offer up to be volunteers. And there's lots of things you can do volunteering-wise. You can even come and help us on our nature reserves, so getting your hands dirty. And it's really just scrub clearance. So it's gardening on a large scale, really.
Yeah.
But it's good fun. You get to meet some nice people who've got similar interests. So you can do that. And that's across the county. There's a weekly Wednesday work party team as well. And they cover some of the county wildlife sites. Because county wildlife sites is another area where the Wildlife Trust looks at. They're local landowners. And we give them free advice. And they also go and survey their land on a 5 or 10 year rotation. And that's great because those county wildlife sites, there's 470, I think, in Cambridge or Cambridgeshire, are so important. Like your gardens. I was told a fact that if you were to add every single garden in the UK together, it would cover the county of Somerset in size.
It's quite a large area.
So, yeah, it's hugely important to wildlife. And if you do your little bit, you know, there's information on our website about that. For me personally, one of the best things you can do is to stick a little pond in your garden, even if it's just a bucket sunk in the ground, a little water feature, a few wild flowers and an untidy corner, which you don't have to bother keeping that precious about. And insects will come along, you know, you'll create the habitats, and that's what it's all about.
Just to finish off then as well, you did briefly mention the walk down in London. I know it's not our area, but it's worth mentioning if people want to get involved.
It is. It's the Walk for Wildlife, being organised by Chris Packham and a few other naturalists, and they're trying to get as many people together so that the powers that be look up and listen and see that, you know, the people are caring about what's happening and are kind of really concerned. Myself, I sadly won't be there. I'll be at a different thing. It's the Cambridge Eco Living Festival. It's actually going to be at the Lion Yard shopping centre in Cambridge on Saturday all day. So Great. Come along if you're there. Come along and say hello to me. I've got free packs of seeds to give people to feed the birds.
Brilliant.
So that's an incentive to come along and have a chat. And we'll be talking about the Wildlife Trust there as well. The other way that you can help us, apart from volunteering, is becoming members of the Trust and supporting us with a small donation each month. That's crucial to the running of the organisation because we're a charity. We very much need your help. And if you do join us and become members, you can get a nice guidebook which tells you about our reserves and also a magazine a few times a year.
Fantastic. Well, it all sounds good to me. And as Paul has said, if you want to get down to the Lion Yard, what a great incentive to get down there, get some free seeds and feed the birds in your garden with proper food.